Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're listening. This is the Fool's Folly Podcast.
Let me just force spontaneity. Way! Hey! It's week three of the Apocalypse Office Party. Welcome.
We did it. Darren, we made it to a third week.
We persevered.
We're doing something. We've persevered. We've done something, and we've had stick-to-itiveness and released a third episode.
Mm. And the production values have gone up ever so slightly because finally I have a backdrop.
50% of us have a... I have a backdrop as well. What you don't know is secretly all of this is actually not just the arse end of my room. It's an elaborate fabric backdrop which I've decided to make myself more appealing to the common man.
Also, I love the fact, but also because of the sophisticated lighting setup you've got as well, which we haven't been able to properly kind of fix yet. It's
that I'm a floating head. Is this what you're going to discuss?
Well, it looks like I'm. It looks like I'm in some sort of weird studio. And I'm throwing over to a techno Dracula.
Techno Dracula. Wow, is that my chic?
Techno Dracula.
Techno Dracula.
Like, I will techno suck your blood after we've done the thing.
I will suck your blood after we have listened to this.
Grab a drink. Come in. It's the Apocalypse Office Party.
It's the Office Apocalypse. I've already had a lot to drink, apparently.
And this is, we've now come up, well, I say we've come up, the term that we are now using for this, which I will give a shout out to my little brother to, reluctantly so, because I don't like giving him credit for anything, but we are calling this is now a fool's, what was it, fool's,
well,
fool's trolley.
Fool's trolley. I think you should use it more like an adjective, though. What are you doing tonight? I'm getting fool's trolleyed.
We're getting fool's trolley tonight.
So on the podcast, as usual, we're getting fool's trolleyed.
We're getting fool's trolleyed. Grab a drink, come sit round.
Turn the fire on. Yeah, even though it's really hot.
Come on, we're all friends here. How have you been, my friend?
Yeah, I've been chill, mate. I've been good. I've actually been sort of trying to live my second life. Sorry, I should probably explain. I've joined an ant colony. So
explain.
So I'm living out my second life as an ant. So basically, what has happened, Darren? So on Facebook, I think this is a testament to how bored people are in quarantine, or at least that's what I thought. And remember that point because it's very salient in these times. So I have joined a Facebook page, which is called a group where we all pretend to be ants in an ant colony. As of recording, group has 700,000 members.
What do you mean? What do you mean you pretend to be ants?
Right, okay. So basically, my application hasn't been accepted yet. I did have to do a quiz.
You haven't been accepted to pretend
I haven't been
to
accepted
be an ant.
To this group. I have not yet
Why?
Been accepted to this group.
Why? What's the criteria for entry?
So there was like a little quiz that that I had to do, basically, I guess, to make sure I wasn't, you know, a nutter in a group dedicated to ants. But what I can do for you the description of this group. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Are you comfortable?
Yes, I'm sitting down. Am I comfortable? Well, that's it. I was.
In this group, we are ants. We worship the queen and do ant stuff. Welcome to the colony.
Is it a sex thing?
It is not a sex thing.
Why isn't it a sex thing?
In fact, there are explicit rules which...
About it not being a sex thing?
About it not being... There is an explicit rule. There are a number of rules. Would you like me to read out a couple of these rules for you?
Yes.
I'll start at the top. There's only 10 and I'll blitz them really, really quickly. Number one, be kind and courteous. We're all in this together and create a welcoming environment. To create a welcoming environment, let's treat everyone with respect. Healthy debates are natural, but kindness is required. Number two, no hate speech or bullying. Make sure everyone feels safe. Bullying of any kind isn't allowed, and degrading comments about things like race, religion, culture, sexual orientation, gender or identity will not be tolerated. So apparently, the ant colony is more tolerant than the UK and US government at the moment. number three, no promotions or spam, including other Facebook groups. Give more than you take to this group. Self-promotion, spam, and irrelevant links aren't allowed. Number four, and I think the most important point, the words "the Queen" must always be capitalised. And there are a number of other rules. Number seven is no sexually explicit content or violent content, which is a funny pun. We're a group of all ages. Please be considerate of making a post. So basically, what happens is someone will post and as I said, at the moment, as of speaking, there are 700,000 members.
Yes.
In the last day, there has been 6,000 new unique comments on there. On this particular page, and basically we all pretend to be ants. So someone might put just found a piece of bread, and everyone in the comments underneath will go, bread, bread, get the bread, lift the bread, carry the bread, protect the queen, lift the bread, carry the bread to the colony. It's wild shit. It's amazing and very, very funny. And then sometimes they'll be like, intruder alert, and everyone will get on there. The queen, protect the queen, must protect the queen, attack, bite. It's mental. Go on, you had a question.
I feel you have already normalised this for you too much, because you said we all do this and you haven't even been accepted yet.
Hey, look, I'm living out my second life, mate. As an ant, a part of this great colony, with 700,000 members strong, man. For every one human, don't forget, there are, what, like a million of us ants? That's all I'm saying.
And it's definitely not a sex thing.
It's definitely not a sex thing. And by the way, you tell me, so what do you think? If you were going to be an ant, what would your ant name be? If you had to get one.
I'd go something solid, sturdy. I'd probably be like a worker ant.
Keith the ant. It's not as exciting as that. It's ant name. Your ant name is just your name with ant in front of it. Example, Ant Connor, for instance. Ant. Which I think they've missed a trick there, because they really could have given us some fun new ant names. But hey, alas,
talking of what would your name be for a specific thing, you know, like there's the formula for working out what like your porn star name would be and whatnot. I saw something on Twitter the other day, which is that to find out what your drag name is if you were to be a drag artist, which was if I remember this rightly, it's the name, first name of your nan
okay,
plus the last sweet thing you ate.
The last sweet thing I ate. So mine would be Sylvia Iced Bun.
Ooh.
Is mine.
Mine,
Sylvia Iced
mine
Bun.
And I quite like mine, is Val McVitie.
Oh, that's nice. In it sort of, that is a solid
in it,
name.
In it sort of like sexy and there will be cake. That's, yeah. Maybe.
Sexy and you'll get fed. If you're into that, I don't know what you're into. But...
Well, I think we can safely say we've done the catch-up.
Okay, intro. Good.
So let's speed this shit along, because no one wants to be here all night.
Certainly not us.
Certainly.
Cheers, mate.
I've got
let's
wine.
Get Fool's Trolley.
Fool's Trolley. I've got wine to drink. How are you keeping? And have you got any cultural tips for the people to get them through quarantine?
How am I keeping? Yeah, fine. Every week sort of seems to get better. I had a kind of a bad day last week, but I sort of it was like a 24-hour thing where I just felt pretty shit, pretty miserable. But other than that, pretty good. Have I got any cultural tips? I don't think I've been doing anything different this week than I did the previous week. So no, I've got no new recommendations. Literally all I've been doing is playing Hearthstone and reading still and editing our show. So that is it. Oh, by the way, and thank you to everyone who, just very quickly, who has watched both the episodes by the summer. So we really thank you. The reception to the first episode was great. As of recording, the second episode has only sort of just gone up, really. But yeah, thank you massively for supporting the work. That's really nice of you. What about you, mate? We've been up to what you got for the people.
I've kind of realised this week that I'm increasingly on that tight line. There's a fine line between a sort of rough, ready
aesthetic
and being a doppelganger for Peter Sutcliffe. And I fucking dancing on that line.
You're tiptoeing that line.
No, I'm not tiptoeing on it. I am dancing on it. I am dancing on it, and I think I might have crossed. By this point next week, I will probably introduce the show as he's Conor Maud, and this is the Yorkshire Ripper.
Yeah. Do that again. Never mind. We've Darren, done it now. I'm Conor. Yeah. Hey.
He's Conor. I'm Peter.
As always.
Nice to meet you.
Anyway, yeah. So what you've been doing?
What have I been doing? So obviously, as always, I have to.
I'll speak for Darren.
Thank you.
As his PR representative in this trying time.
Cheers, thank you.
As always, Creative Distance is still going on. By the time this comes out,
week 5 would have happened. Yep. But week four has just happened, and we had loads of stuff. And there's loads of stuff that you can, if you aren't aware of Creative Distance and you don't follow us on Facebook, please do and go. And all the content is there for you to check out. At time of recording, Theatre Lab Company shared with us their production of Medea.
Yep.
Which was really good.
Great.
What else have we had this week? Rachel Hammond did another fantastic Monday 2 p.m. story for Suitable for All the Family, and it was interactive live, and there's still stuff that you can get involved with, but that was great. Yeah. This week it was How the Rainbow Was Made. There's loads of stuff with Inspiration Creative again, so art classes, BSL signed nursery rhymes and sing-alongs. And Natasha Little did a reading of the lovely book For Wonderful Women, which was on Wednesday. And all of that stuff you can catch up with on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel as well. So,
and again, what a fucking get.
Again.
With Natasha Little. Second week in a row. What a fucking get.
I know, man. It's
all these
exciting.
Bloody
I can take no credit. I can take no credit for all these gets. That is purely... Like everything that's good about Creative Distance, that is purely the brainchild of Katie McGarry. So completely hats off to her, because she's fab. And again, I am just the server power. So, but as office boys before I became a serial killer,
I was about to say, as office boys go, you look a lot like a serial killer. wonderful! Wonderful
but yeah, there's
stuff.
That. I don't really. I have one cultural tip.
Okay.
And I was going to plug something else, which is I was going to plug the Comedian's Comedian podcast with Stuart Goldsmith. Because if you're a comedy nerd, I think it's brilliant. But I found something that's slightly niche, but I really enjoyed. And I listened to 2 episodes of it while I was meant to be preparing for this show. I'm big into, as you know, I grew up with wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I am
okay.
And I am big into wrestling, and it's not something you're often happy to admit, particularly over a certain age. I don't like going as a 27-year-old man. I do actually quite like watching two sweaty men in tight shorty shorts rolling around with each other. But for some reason, entertainment-wise, it does something massively for me when it's done right. But there is a podcast called Wrestle Me, which is. I can't remember the names of the guys who do it, but it's 2 comedians, English comedians, and the premise of the podcast is that one of them is a big wrestling fan,
right,
and the other one isn't, and they are watching every single and reviewing every single WrestleMania, which is the WWE's
big
wrestling show, and going through it. And I understand it's niche, but if you are into wrestling, that will do a lot for you.
Okay, cool. Good little hot take. I say I got nothing this week. I have been doing the same things I did last week, so do go back and watch that episode and catch my hot takes for last week.
Okay. So should we quickly run through the format?
as always, Darren, there's nothing more I like more than a structured conversation. to quote you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. catching on. Let's make that. Can we hashtag that? Is it too long?
Hashtag
structured fun.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, let's use a hashtag.
So to stay as professional as we can, as I notice that the makeshift backdrop I made is not fucking creased.
That's all right, mate. You made the effort. You did it.
I made the effort, but like us, made the effort at about 70% efficiency.
About 70-80% efficiency and hit rate. Yeah, that's a good. You know what? That's a pass. That's like a C, right?
Remarkably probably? Okay.
Very okay.
Very okay. So we've done the intro and we've done cultural tips, and actually we've done that on time. So way big up for us.
Well done, us.
You'll enjoy that in the edit.
I will.
So next we're going to do some quickfire questions. Then we're going to go over to Gin Bitch Corner for more drink education with Fool's Folly.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got the return of Podcast Podfast.
Lovely. Podcast Podfast.
Then we're going to wrap up with Positive Thoughts and the end.
Nice. So that good, structured, fun. Wholesome fun.
That is the show.
That's the show. I really do look like a floating head, don't I? I've just, the more I look at myself in the camera, the more I am just this floating head.
Do you know what you need to do?
I don't know.
Get over it.
Thanks, mate. I'll take that on board. Thanks, boss.
Colin Ward, are you ready for some quickfire questions?
I am ready for some quickfire questions, Mr. Darren Hill. Great. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Let's do this, because again, let's whiz through this I've got wine to drink. Okay.
I've got alcohol to consume. I've got to get
I've got French to learn.
You've got French to learn.
I've got addicted to, so for anyone, if you, my productive tip, I've got addicted to Duolingo. And I am to the point where I was meant to be doing work for this, and I was learning how to say I work in Europe.
Okay. And don't which is
oh, I'm going to butcher this. Je travaille en Europe. À Europe.
Je travaille en Europe.
Is that I work? Fuck, I don't know. I need to brush up on it more. Clearly. It's a work in progress.
It's good. It's very good.
Okay, Connor Maud, quickfire questions.
Hit me, baby.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
The first profession you wanted to pursue?
Performing.
How's it going?
Tepid.
Tepid's a great word. You don't hear the word tepid enough. Describe your family in a word.
Oh, funny.
Your guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. I'm not really guilty about the things I enjoy. Guilty pleasure.
Boy, you're really stretching out the idea of quickfire questions.
I know. Do you know what? Cheap booze sometimes.
Great. Finish the sentence. I followed the light and saw...
nothing.
Dark. Would you rather lose your nose or ears? You don't lose the senses, you just lose the aesthetic.
Oh, ears. Cool. I think. My face would look weird without a nose. My face looks weird with a nose. Without one, it would look baffling.
Your favourite comedian?
Eddie Izzard. John Mulaney.
No, I have to accept your first answer.
Okay.
It's that kind of game that I have just decided. A skill you don't have but would like to?
Electrician stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think that'd be cool.
Make the sexiest noise.
I don't know. I'm not sure that was actually sexy. Ah! There you go. That'll do.
I mean, all of that together did a lot for me. Who would win a painting competition between Samuel L. Jackson and Colonel Gaddafi?
Samuel Jackson. I'm pretty sure he's like got paintings out and you can buy them.
Okay. Rank the Spice Girls in order. Rank the Spice Girls in order of who you'd let rank the Spice Girls in order of who you would let perform minor surgery on you. From least to most.
Oh, least. See, I, for the joke, you know who I want to say. But that would not be true in this time around, I think. Victoria Beckham's dead last in this one.
Why? Why is she dead last?
I'm not letting that woman anywhere near me with sharp implements. I'm pretty sure she's probably got a used plastic knife and fork at home when she eats, and I'm not letting her near me with sharp objects. Okay. That was mean. I'm sorry, Vicky, if you ever listen to this, which you won't. Then it's Emma Bunton, to be fair.
Okay.
I don't think she's a dab hand with a knife. Then it's Jerry Halliwell. I think she'd be okay. But I'm not overly confident in her ability to like suture me up, you know?
Yeah.
then Mel C. Definitely because I actually think she'd be very, very good at it. But the top, once again, is Mel B.
Why Mel just
because. Because I think Mel B, I think she's like, you know, one of the people. I think she knows this sort of
she's
stuff.
She's one of the
she knows.
To perform
I think
minor
she knows
surgery.
This stuff. I think she'd be able to do it.
If I went in for minor surgery, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm glad my doctor is one of the people.
That was not the question. The question is who would you be most comfortable doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or who would you let do minor surgery on you? Rank them.
Yeah, it's Mel B. Mel B would be the top. I think she knows. Okay. Yeah, I think she knows. Mel B's the top.
Okay, finish this.
Sorry, Vicky.
Finish the sentence. It could be worse. It could be
this podcast.
What's the secret?
Never, ever go out feed the gremlins after midnight.
Have you ever been fired?
Yes.
Is Michael Owen a threat to humanity?
Yes.
Correct answer.
Right. Are you ready for your quick fire questions?
I am.
Down.
I'm ready.
Okay. Question one. Do you swear too much?
Yeah.
How many times in a day do you think you say,
40 plus.
40 plus. What's your favourite sport?
Football.
Football. What is your favourite month? Okay, go ahead.
To play or to watch?
Both.
To play snooker, to watch football.
Okay. What is your favourite month?
June.
Rate the seasons and why?
I actually think about this quite a lot. Spring.
Mm-hmm.
Because
top? Is that top?
That's top.
That's top.
That's top. Spring, then winter, then summer, then autumn.
Okay.
I look better in winter wear.
Yeah, sure.
I do not thrive in summer because I look like a child's drawing of a human.
Because you're all pointy ends and angles.
As I walk, I look like someone clumsily throwing golf clubs around.
What is your TV guilty pleasure?
Oh, last year it was Love Island.
You son.
But this year it wasn't. I didn't watch a second of it this year, and I couldn't. I put it on for the first episode. And I just went, oh, no, I can't do this. It's almost like I was I had the vaccination last year.
Mm.
I'd gone through it and I got immune to it.
And you come out the other side?
The other side. I was a better human.
Rate these TV chefs on who you think would throw the best Halloween party.
Oh, okay.
Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, Gordon Ramsay and Gino DeCampo.
am I going least to most?
Go least to most, please.
I think Gino can't throw a... Depends what you want from a Halloween party.
Sure.
I think Gino probably doesn't quite get Halloween. I just get that sense. I don't know why. So I think it would be fun, but there's not going to really be a sense of Halloween.
It's like, it just feels like any other party. Is that what you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun party, but is it going to be a Halloween party? No. Then I think Hugh Foley Whittingstall, because again, I think Hugh Foley Whittingstall is going to be too much about the comfort and the home and the food and whatnot, and it's not going to be so much about the Halloween. Whereas Gordon Ramsay, it's going to be all about creating a real sense of atmosphere, and the food would be great. So it's good. It's going to be Gordon Ramsay. He is going to be on that.
It's the top. What is your favourite video game?
The remaster of Spyro, the Reignited Trilogy.
Interesting. I thought it was going to be Batman, but okay, that's interesting. Who is your favourite e-girl?
My favourite what?
E-girl.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Just like Google it after the show and then let me know.
Okay.
What's your favourite food?
My favourite food is spaghetti carbonara.
Oh, good choice. Who wants to know?
Well, that is the question.
An army of four-year-olds is coming at you, a la a wave of zombies. Mm-hmm. How many do you think you can take before they overrun you?
I reckon... have I got any weapons, or am I just bare fists?
It's just you. Let's say you're on like a football-sized pitch.
Okay, I reckon I can easily take 50.
50, you reckon, 50. Yeah? Before you get overrun. Those are my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's throw it over to my favourite section of the show, your favourite section of the show. It's time for DE, Drink Education with Fool's Folly. We are going over to Gin Bitch Corner.
Welcome everyone to Gin Bitch Corner. It's the part of the show where Darren and I get drunk. Darren Hill is on the show with us this week. Darren Hill, what are you bringing to Gin Bitch Corner?
Well, once again, to Gin Bitch Corner, I'm not actually bringing any gin.
Good.
I am bringing a wine.
Yay!
Hey!
You're three for three.
And I... because I was like, we should do a segment called Gin Bitch Corner. I thought that would be a fun thing to do. But what I meant was, Connor, you like to drink a lot of alcohol. You should do an alcoholic... You should do an alcohol segment on our show.
You know you want to beat your liver up. Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that for public consumption, you little boozy pisshead?
I am basically a public feeder.
Go on, eat the cake, you bastard. Go on, eat it. Let me sit on your face. Go on, eat it, you fucker.
Take me to dinner first. At least take me to dinner first, Darren.
Well, okay, but you've got to keep 6 meters away from me at all times. okay, so I'm drinking wine, and okay. I mentioned this last week on the show, but this week I'm drinking.
It got cut.
What? Although, do you like my reaction? Which means I definitely didn't watch it.
Darren Hill, what are you bringing to Jim? It's your...
I'm bringing the Ned, and it's a wine, and it's nice, and you should fucking drink it.
Ned's good. Drink it. It's very tasty.
It's nice. It's very good. It makes your mouth happy. Connor Maud, what are you bringing to Gin Bitch Corner?
I am bringing to Gin Bitch Corner. I've actually done something a little bit fun. So I've got like a bunch of like tasty gins, right? Because I really do, Darren sort of said it flippantly as a joke. I really do like gin, and I'm sort of the reason Darren now drinks gin.
Mm.
I got a load of these tasty gins that I've had for ages, and it was only doing part of the edit last week that I remembered I had this particular one, and it's called Nip from the Hip. There's the little bottle for it. I brought the little bottle up. Nip from the Hip. I actually got this from people who are local to sort of where we live. We'll know it. Quecks Park, the Quecks Barn, where I got this from. This is a blackberry gin.
Yeah.
And oh my fucking god, is it boozy? This gin is about 40 odd percent. Nope, 30%. Excuse me. It's a really, really boozy gin. Really nice, really tasty, really, really flavourful. I've paired it because I'm running out of tonic. And at the moment, there's nowhere really to go to buy a lot of tonic. Frozen fruit again, because ice boo. I've paired it, and somehow it works really, really well. Mm-hmm. I paired it with Fanta lemon. And oh my god,
does it
work so, so well. Because the bitterness from the gin sort of is a little bit taken away from the sweetness of the Fanta. And what it tastes like, it just tastes like you're drinking pop. So again, it's fucking dangerous. But oh my god, oh my god, does it really, 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 really work. It's very tasty. And as you can see, I'm kind of running low here. But yeah, really, really good.
I'm really missing... I'm missing gin. The only reason I haven't bought it for a while is purely... just because where I live, there isn't an Aldi or anything, so getting sort of cheapish gin is, you know, it's a way of sort of not forking out a little bit. But do you remember in episode one, I showed you all the gin I had drunk?
You had drunk,
I had drunk. And I've got rid of all my bottles recently. Mm-hmm. But the only one I've kept is this bottle of, the bottle of Hendrix.
It's the Hendrix bottle. Right,
because occasionally, and I'm not saying this because I'm proud of it.
I'm saying it because it's funny and we're going to do a comedy show.
But I will sometimes just sit at my...
just thinking about that next hit. It's a great booze. I'll
name who bought this for me. Kate McGarry bought this for me for my birthday. Give total credit because this is getting me through quarantine.
So thank you very much. You know, we speak pretty much every day.
That's getting me through quarantine.
We don't actually speak either. That was what you call in the comedy game a classic setup and delivery. I set him up. He knocked him down. Yeah. It's almost like we work together a lot.
So, next on the schedule is the return of the ever so popular podcast or podfast. Over to you, Connor Maud.
So, Darren, if this is your first episode, this is definitely not your first episode, but it might be someone else's. If this is your first episode, join us. Thank you very much. Welcome along. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And follow all that rubbish. Podcast or podfast is a game. I'm going to give Darren three podcasts. Two of them are real podcasts that you can go and listen to right now. One of them I have invented. And Darren has to guess which one is correct. At the moment, Darren is 1-1 with the game. Or 1-1 with me. If we could say that. So, Darren, are you ready for podcast or podfast?
I am ready. I'm on my second glass of wine. I'm ready.
Okie dokie. Podcast number one, The Savage Love Cast. The Savage Love Cast, you get easily embarrassed. If you get easily embarrassed about having sex and intimacy, The Savage Love Cast will desensitize you and quickly. Answering a handful of calls each week, Dan Savage is ready to cover any topic, including many NSFW, which stands for Not Safe for Work, for those who might be confused. Whether it's having sex addiction, reconciling with a partner after cheating, or navigating the LGBTQ dating, this podcast opens up real conversation and says endless nuggets of wisdom on love and modern relationships. So that's Savage Love Cast. Podcast number two. Why Won't You Date Me? Hosted by comedian, actress, and writer Nicole Byer, Why Won't You Date Me offers comedic relief for those feeling lonely. Byer invites her past exes and flings on the show, asking them why their relationship ended. She also invites guests on to talk about their dating life and, without hesitation, asks them whether or not they date her. The result is a fresh and hilarious approach to singledom that will have you laughing till the very end. That's Why Won't You Date Me. Podcast number three, Wet Wild and Wonderful. Wet Wild and Wonderful is brought to you by hosts Kathy and Mark. Kathy and Mark are married. They're also in an open relationship. Each week, the couple is joined by one of their partners in this incredibly funny and heartwarming take on the dating game. They discuss likes, dislikes, and how and why they chose their new partners, and why an OR works for them. OR, I'm assuming, is open relationship. Join the couple on this wet, wild, and wonderful adventure through dating. Which one is real, Darren? Which one is fake? So we have The Savage Love Cast, Why Won't You Date Me? and Wet Wild and Wonderful.
I have no real reason for this, but I'm going to go for a punt and say it's Wet Wild and Wonderful.
Wet Wild and Wonderful is the fake podcast. That is one I made up. Wet Wild and Wonderful is the fake.
The only reason I thought it might be Wet Wild and Wonderful is purely because the title was alliterative, and I thought you probably made that up because you know I like alliteration.
That's very true. Interesting. So that was like I subconsciously did that, and you subconsciously realised it might be a ploy.
Can I just do a very quick cultural tip? If you are looking for a kind of a podcast of that ilk, I haven't listened to it for a while, but one that I did dive into for a little bit, and it is quite funny, is Guys We Fucked.
Mm, that's a good show. Yeah, I've listened to some of that. That's very good. Second up. Podcast number one, Drug Dealers to Businessmen. Drug Dealers to Businessmen, about the podcast. We focus on ex-drug dealers who have achieved massive success using the skills they learned on the streets and applied them to business. Podcast number two, On Drugs. Each week, On Drugs looks through the lens of history, pop culture, and personal experience to understand how drugs have shaped our world. Because even if it's just caffeine or ibuprofen, there's a good chance you're on drugs right now. Podcast number three, The Cheech Marin Show. Each month, Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong brings you a hilarious take on cannabis and the industry surrounding it. Narcotics, prescription, and over-the-counter medication are discussed in a safe and open way. Cheech brings the do's and don'ts and spliffs in this funny take on drug addiction. Which one is real? Which one is fake? So we have Drug Dealers to Businessmen, On Drugs, and The Cheech Marin Show.
I think it's On Drugs.
No, On Drugs is a completely real podcast. The fake one is The Cheech Marin Show.
Oh, bollocks, I almost
it's The Cheech Marin Show. As far as I'm aware, Cheech Marin does not do a podcast, although that would probably be the show he did.
Bollocks, okay.
Maybe I'll be a producer on it, I don't know.
All right. One more.
The more I'm reading these back, the more I'm realising that my mind is evidently on other things while I'm during this quarantine period. Anyway, so, show number one, or podcast number one, The Balls Show. It's the Balls Show. It's the Balls Show.
Tell me it's about
Kathy
football.
Kathy and Danny... Kathy and Danny are hanging around talking about the importance of male dangly bits and why whole body movement matters to the overall health of your man jigglies. The Ball Show.
Right.
Podcast number two. How about my balls? Sexual health, well-being, and the testicular movement. Each week, join Drs. Phillips and Cooper as they bring you everything male genitalia and ask the pertinent question, how about my balls? Having the Balls Podcast. A podcast series with host Anna Richardson. Dr. Sooks Minas chats to men about men's health, including fertility, lumps, and cancers.
Now, okay, Anna Richardson, I am sure she is the one who presents Naked Attraction,
mm-hmm.
And I know she also did a series about I think pornography. Mm-hmm. I think that's the kind of thing that she would do. I think that exists, mm-hmm. So I don't think it's that one. What are the first two?
Remind me the Balls Show and How About My Balls.
I think it's Balls Show.
Nope, The Balls Show is real. The fake one is How About My Balls. Doctors Phillips and Cooper do not exist. They are completely fabricated.
Bollocks.
They do not talk about the testicular movement.
Bollocks. Bollocks. Bollocks.
So that does mean, unfortunately, Darren, you are 2-1 against the show. You're down 1 point. Will he redeem himself next week? Tune in and find out.
And people will know, what you viewers might not know about me, but you know about me, is that I am very competitive.
Highly competitive. Highly, highly
I competitive. Hate losing at games.
Which is why I think it'll be fun when we eventually get guests back on the show. I want you to go head to head in podcast or podfast with someone. I think that would be even more fun for me. Watching you have to struggle against another human being.
Well, because you know that I am motivated most by trying to beat someone else at a game.
Yeah, exactly. That will be wildly, wildly, wildly fun for me.
I think, and if I can be so bold as to talk to artists at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is my opinion, and I speak purely as me. This is a really weird time. for everyone, but it's a really weird time for artists. For artists who work live. And that's their stick. Because the thing that provides them a living, but if we can be really honest as well, that gives them a sense of purpose, has been taken away from them. And for a number of reasons, pragmatically, mainly, and financially, they are having to find ways to make their stuff work online. Now, the reality of that is that the online content is already a very crowded market.
Yeah, even before this.
Even before this. And we know, as two people who have already been making content that is specifically designed to be consumed
online,
we know that it is hard to make. It is hard to gain a following, and it is hard to be consistent with. It's hard to do.
Yeah,
I totally understand the want and the desire in need to do that. Some people will have more success with that than others. If you are an artist who already has a fairly substantial following already, you will probably have varying degrees of success with moving your work online, because you have that following and you've probably already have that built up goodwill in order to do your stuff online. And the goodwill will really help see you through, and you'll be able to make mistakes and learn and whatnot and play, and you will get through that and you will do well, and you'll be able to do that. That isn't the same for every artist, and for every artist there'll be a large number of artists who don't know how to do that. Either this is something they've never had to consider before, or this is just a new ball game for them. It's a new game that they're having to learn. For me, as someone who... The podcast for me is purely a thing I do for fun.
Yeah.
That is all it is. We try our best. We constantly review. We try and learn. We try and make it better. By our own admission, we always know that there are things we can improve on and get better, but ultimately, of course, it is something that we do for fun, and it is a hobby. But that is a medium that is designed to be consumed online. My professional practice, my teaching, my performing and whatnot, I currently do not do online. And I have not, particularly my teaching, my facilitation, I have not moved online because I do not think it works for me. I totally understand if you do and you have done that and things like that. And there are brilliant tools like this, like Zoom, are tools that you can use in order to be able to do that. For me, though, the work that is going to properly win out this mad, crazy time is work that specifically understands why it is using the tools that it is using in order to broadcast and do that work. If you are using Zoom to do something, why are you using Zoom? And that has to be, I think, one of the bedrocks of that piece of work.
Yeah.
If you are using Facebook Live, why are you using Facebook Live? What are the tools and the intricacies of Facebook Live that you can use in order to make your work exciting or interactive and different? If you don't have a following, if you're an artist and you're like, I've got a monologue, I'm just going to film my monologue and put it on Facebook. If you've got a following, fine. You'll do okay. But for me, yes,
because you'll carry that goodwill and that fan base with you.
For me, that's not the work I'm seeking out. As a consumer, I mean this purely as a consumer.
Because
I'm at home. I'm at home. And when I'm at home, there are entertainment mediums that I consume because they are designed for me to consume them at home. Podcasts, streaming services, television, radio, music. Okay? Yeah. That's what I'm consuming. I am not going to look out and find your monologue or your production that you filmed 3 years ago with a single camera. Because I want to go to the theatre. Mm. And I want to come and watch you live. Because I want to be around other people and experience that.
Yeah. It's that community, communal experience that I think those things are lacking. It's like watching, as much as stand-up comedy is great to watch, like a Live at the Apollo or a stand-up special.
You've lost.
When you watch it on your own, I'm not getting the same value out of it that I am. Yeah. Even if I was actually just watching it with another person sometimes. You know, if I'm watching it with, I say me and you sat, you know, we've done this many, many times. Me and you sit down to watch some stand-up comedy.
Much funnier.
Like a special. That is miles different. That's miles different if I'm sat here on my own watching, you know, even some of my favourite comedians. I'm also aware and prescient of the fact that I'm aware we're talking about us in this instance as well. I'm kind of aware you might not have the opportunity to sit down and for an hour or however long this show goes on for to watch this podcast. We've said it often enough before. The show really is for us. It really is. And if you happen to come and join us, we're really happy with that. Thanks. Thank you so, so much, genuinely.
Yeah.
But if you don't watch it, that's also fine.
I don't, you know, I actually...
Basically.
No, I am kind of just talking to you. But, yeah, so for me, in this mad, crazy time, if you're making content for me, the stuff that interests me the most anyway, and that's actually all I can say, and that's purely subjective. But
because it's your thing, sure.
If you were going to make any kind of art, right? If you were going to make any kind of art, one of the things you should consider is, why am I doing this in this medium? Right? And the same applies now.
Yeah.
Just because the theatres are closed, yeah. It's not just, right, I need to move my theatre thing and film it and put it online in order for people to consume. You have to consider the tools you're using and are they the appropriate tools in order to do that thing? And if they're not, don't feel compelled in order to do that. And also, I understand it's scary. I completely understand it's scary.
I get that it's scary and a difficult time and it's, yeah.
I think mainly for comedians, but for a lot of people, don't shoot your shit for free because that's what you are doing on the internet. It's the way in which it's consumed. Because this is not...
Yeah. And yeah, unless you're putting it behind a paywall, and frankly, unless, again, you have that following, no one's going beyond that paywall.
If they've got a following or whatnot, and there's something genuinely exciting, if people are doing things genuinely exciting, it will catch on. But for me, it's stuff that it's got to use. If you're using an Instagram story in order to tell a piece of, you know, to tell a story, why are you using that? And if it's just, I've just got a story that I want to tell and I'd say this because I know that we've had a conversation with someone who was like, I've got a thing, I think I should make it a podcast. And I remember saying, is a podcast the appropriate medium for you? And if it isn't, don't do it.
Is that why? Don't spaff it up against the wall. Yeah, it's pointless. It's pointless to do that. And again, you know, it's just a difficult time, isn't it? It's so weird and so different and hopefully nothing like this will ever happen again and hopefully nothing will, you know, and hopefully this will end far, far sooner than... We have got... So last week we asked for some positive thoughts from people. Darren has told
I've
me...
I've got some positive thoughts.
So Darren, you've got some positive Connor. Thoughts.
I've got some positive thoughts.
You've got some positive
thoughts. Okay. Positive thoughts. I'm going to bring you back up.
Bring us back up.
So positive thought number one. Jamie in Newport got in touch to say he's enjoying spending more time with the kids. That's nice, isn't it?
That's really nice.
Louise in Devon said her dog is getting her through.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know what? I wish I had a pet throughout this.
Sophie in Hackney said, every Wednesday, her and her flatmate play Monopoly, and it's brought them closer together as friends. Kath in Rochester says she's enjoying the peace and quiet. Megan in Wolverhampton wrote in to say... Okay. So Megan in Wolverhampton wrote in to say, my husband is a model train enthusiast.
Okay. I shouldn't laugh.
But since listening to your show, okay, he has become a gin enthusiast.
Oh, okay. Fuck yeah. Good man.
It goes on. This has led to him repeatedly lying in the bath for an hour singing the theme tune to Dad's Army and threatening to take on the Chinese for, and I quote, that thing they've gone and done.
Oh, no.
But at least he's not a boring bastard anymore.
Okay, good. Good.
Tracy from Newport wrote in to say, I'm thankful that my husband is now spending more time with the kids.
Nice.
And less time shagging his receptionist.
Okay.
Sounds like a frosty household.
Okay, that sounds a bit chilly, yeah. It's got a bit colder here all of a sudden.
Glenn from Sunderland said he's thankful for the NHS frontline staff.
Yeah, of course, good. Once again, thank you very much to all the frontline staff.
Mark from Hackney says, every Wednesday, me and my housemate play Monopoly. This has brought us closer together and made me realise that I'm in love with her. How do I tell her? Which is a bit awkward.
Yeah, well...
And I hate to break it to you on air.
Oh, no. What was the girl's name who emailed in?
Sophie in Hackney.
Oh, no. I was about to take the piss and say, God, there's a fucking lot of people from Hackney. We must know people from up that way.
Ooh.
Or something. I'm just wondering why people in Hackney are...
Yeah.
Oh, so God. How did those people get in touch, Darren?
Those people got in touch. Is there any way I can put me... all right, okay. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, false folly audience. Talking to you right now. Now, the reason that all those people got in touch is because no fucker got in touch last time. So I had to make that shit up. I had to sit there. It took me literal minutes of my life. I spent minutes of my life making up positive thoughts, and I put a through line through to it for a gag. I don't want to spend minutes of my life coming up with positive thoughts. I don't want to care about Sophie and Mark in fucking Hackney and making up a through line, but I will if you force my hand, because that's how my brain works. So if you don't want me to have some sort of coherent through line for this podcast and some narrative, put some fucking comments in and tell us what you're positively getting you through this, you mugs.
To be fair, you glorious, glorious people, and thank you very much for sticking out this for this weird third episode, by the way. To be fair to all of you, but as of recording, the other episode hasn't been out very long, so your positive thoughts may not have come to you as of yet. But we are really asking you to leave us with some actual positive thoughts. It'd be really nice to hear from some people, because like I said, and I think like Darren, we are struggling, and some little rays of sunshine in this otherwise kind of dim and cloudy and dark time will really sort of help us and get us through. I did watch, if you want something a little bit wholesome. What?
Sorry, go on. No, go on.
No, that's fine. I did watch, if you want something a bit wholesome to watch, there... My, how the turntables.
Did you think any of those were genuine?
No, of course not.
Oh, thank Christ. I got really worried.
We share an email account. I was like, are they somehow, unless they were DMing you on Instagram personally. I just didn't know where the gag was going. So I was sort of, I was being good improv player and
I'll be honest,
up with you.
Didn't know where the gag was going either. Because I wrote it minutes before we came on.
If you want something a bit wholesome, and I'll leave it in the description actually, there was, let me find it again, because I did watch it the other day, or yesterday, sorry. So, out in the States, there is a nursing home which did a program called Adopt a Grandparent. which was essentially people would volunteer and they would go and visit elderly people in this particular care home who didn't have anyone to go and visit them, or they didn't have much or any family, so they asked volunteers in the local area to kind of go and visit these people and essentially be surrogate grandchildren for these elderly folks, you know, grandfathers and grandmothers. With the quarantine, the care home didn't want this program to go away. So what they've started doing is the Adopt a Grandparent program now is something you can do online.
Okay.
And all of a sudden you can... You're having, I think the last time I read it, they had something like 45,000 new applications to be an adoptive grandchild to one of these grandparents. So if you want to watch quite a lovely, very sweet video talking about this and talking about sort of how you can kind of get involved, I'll put the links in the description, or I'll send Darren the links to put them in the description so he can do that, because that's a really nice thing. And then the other thing was, which is less sweet, but still kind of made me cry, the new Final Fantasy VII game just came out, or if it didn't just come out, the pre-release just came out. Yeah. And Brianna White, who voices Aerith in this game, she was streaming herself playing it.
Yeah.
It got to the part where her character was introduced.
Yeah.
And her reaction to hearing her voice for the first time in the final product is just really, really sweet. It's a really sweet little 2-minute video to kind of get you through. It's kind of one of those things that's like, even though the world's kind of shit, at the moment we've got these little... Every now and then you come across these little wins, and I think that's what it's all about.
Thank you very much. Well, all that leaves us to say is, as I put my glass of wine down, and I go for another sniff of the gin... Thanks, Katie McGarry. Thank you genuinely for tuning in to episode 3 of the Apocalypse Office Party. We are just having fun.
Yeah.
We don't care, and neither should you.
The Fool's Folly way.
Hashtag we don't care, and neither should you.
Yeah, good.
I like that, as hashtags go. We don't
as
do.
A hashtag
We're not good
go.
At branding. I quite like that.
No.
But genuinely, thank you. Thank you so much. Again, he's been Connor Maud.
He's been Darren Hill. Did I step over your line? I did, didn't I? I stepped on your line. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I was about to call myself a serial killer one more time to send the folks home happy.
I'm so sorry, I stepped on the line.
It's more than fine. It's about to say, I killed loads of people in order to send the folks home with a smile on their face. Because I know how joy works. But genuinely, thanks so much for watching. It's a really shit time. Everyone, muddle through. Have a glass of wine. Join us for a party. Do the things that bring you as much joy as you can. Look after each other. And from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And bye, friends.
Bye.